Are you saying that this judge in the case of Keith Jones to return a verdict of manslaughter is really bending or misinterpreting the law?
I'm in no position to say that because I haven't seen the court papers. I haven't seen the transcript. All I know about this case is what I've read in the newspapers. Therefore, I couldn't judge this particular case. But certainly, in what I read, there seems no obvious reason to think that this was a case in law of manslaughter rather than murder. What is perfectly possible, but I don't know, is that the judge was anxious that this man shouldn't be sentenced to life imprisonment and then let out a short time later, that he needed some help and therefore ought to be put on probation and have the benefit of the advice of a probation officer. And the only way you could achieve that would be to ensure that he's convicted of manslaughter, where you have the discretion of putting him on probation rather than murder, where you have to give him a life sentence. That's a possible explanation, but I emphasise, I don't know the facts.
This is not the first time that a mercy killer has been let off. Do you see this as a trend that's happening now in this country?
I don't think he was let off. He was convicted. And he has been put on probation, and he'll now get the help that he needs. I would hope that we shall not get into a state where mercy killing becomes in some sense a separate and new offence, different from the traditional ones of murder and manslaughter.